She looks at him. Is this the truth or self-advertisement? He frowns. Why do you think he wants it?
He thinks he can productize it.
Then monetize it. He puts the cup down on the carpet.
He says it's about excellence, not money.
Sure, Boonchu says. The money is just a sort of side effect, and that lets him keep it vague with us.
But if he priced it, it would be less interesting, wouldn't it? If he put a fixed ticket on it for us, it would just be another job. He's appealing to something deeper.
And treating it as though it's a done deal.
I've noticed that. She watches his eyes. But would you want to give him the satisfaction?
If I don't, I may never have the satisfaction of getting to the bottom of this, he says, and I've tried already.
You have?
Sometimes I can do it sitting around in a hotel room playing with this. He nudges a suitcase with his foot. I couldn't get anywhere, but that only has a way of getting me going.
What do you have in there?
He picks up the suitcase and clicks its latches. It's lined with cubes of gray foam arranged to form a recess for a featureless rectangle of gray metal. He lifts this, a titanium laptop, out, and she sees more recesses, assorted coiled cables, three cell phones, and one of those big, specialist, multi-bit screwdrivers. One of the phones is cased in candy apple mango.
What's that? She asks, pointing to the mango phone.
Japan.
And you can use a screwdriver, too?
Never go anywhere without one.
And this, somehow, she believes completely.
They wind up eating noodles together in that Pan-Asian place on Parkway, sanded wood and raku bowls, and now he's deep into the resolution thing. Old hat to the FFF veteran, but he has a refreshingly clear take on it. Each of the segments is of the same resolution, sufficient to allow theatrical projection. The visual information, the grain of that imagery, is all there. Footage of a lower resolution couldn't be enlarged and retain its clarity. If it's computer-generated, somebody had to put that there. He raises his chopsticks toward his mouth. Rendering farms. Ever see one?
He pops the noodles into his mouth and chews.
No. He swallows, puts his chopsticks down. Big room, lots of stations, renderers working through your footage a frame at a time, labor-intensive, Shakespeare's monkeys, but working to a plan. Rendering is expensive, human-intensive, involves a lot of people, and would probably be impossible to keep a secret for very long in a situation like this. Someone would tell, unless there were unusual constraints in place. These people sit there and massage your imagery a pixel at a time, sharpen it up, add detail, do hair. Hair is a nightmare. And they don't get paid much.
So the garage Kubrick hypothesis is just a dream?